Chapter 10. Las Vegas, November 1994. Martinez had three rooms at the MGM Grand, booked under the name Peter Coy. Fisher had a bank of rooms at the Stardust, under the name Gordon Chow. And Mickey Rosa was checked in someplace downtown, with five rooms under three different names. 11 rooms for 11 people, most of them suites, all of them free. But to Kevin, it didn't sound like they'd be spending much time in the rooms. Mickey explained the rules as the team gathered in a corner of the arrival gate. It was close to midnight Vegas time, 3 a.m. back in Boston, but all of them were energized. Maybe it was something in the air. It was a common story, real or urban myth, that the casinos pumped high levels of oxygen into their ventilation systems to keep people awake longer. Kevin wondered if McCarran Airport had a similar policy. Even the airport bristled with blinking, buzzing slot machines. "From this point on," Mickey said, addressing his monologue to Kevin, since the rest had heard it countless times, "whenever we're in public, we don't know each other. We don't use our real names, and we never mention MIT. If you need to go back to one of the rooms to rest, make sure you go alone. Once we're in the rooms, we're okay. As far as I know, they don't put cameras in the rooms. But the hallways and elevators are definitely wired, so we have to make sure we stagger our breaks." He paused as a group of elderly tourists in matching sweatshirts rumbled by, eyes glistening as they took in the nearby slot machines. When they were out of earshot, he continued, "We're going to play in two shifts, five of you on the floor at a time. The first shift will start at the Mirage and go until 6 a.m. Then the second shift will go from 6 to 11. We're going to avoid the day shift. That's when the more senior casino employees are on the floor. We'll resume again tomorrow night at 11, after the fight, and go again in two shifts until 11 a.m. Sunday." Kevin nodded with the rest of them. It was a heavy schedule, but nothing he couldn't handle. He'd get plenty of sleep during the day. "Martinez will be the big player in the first shift. Fisher will BP for the second. Kevin, Kiana, Michael, and Brian will spot first. The rest will spot second. Spotters, make sure your BP can see you at all times. Try not to look at each other at all and never work the same tables." Kevin glanced at Kiana, who didn't seem to be listening at all. Her dark hair was tied back tightly against her neck, and there was a fair amount of skin peeking out of her low-cut top. She was wearing makeup and high heels and looked like she was going out dancing. Nobody would ever suspect that she was here to count cards. Michael and Brian were next to her. Michael was wearing a polo shirt and slacks, as if he'd just come from the tennis court. Brian was in a ratty t-shirt and jeans with a lopsided baseball cap on his head. Neither of them seemed nervous. This had all become routine. "If there's an emergency of any kind, spread the signal, and we'll all head to the designated meeting place. Tonight, let's make it the volcano outside the Mirage. And remember, no back rooms, no pictures, no signatures. The law is on our side." Mickey reached into his pocket and pulled out a plastic card, handing it to Kevin. Kevin was surprised to see his own face on the card. It was an authentic California ID under the name Oliver Chen. "Where'd you get the picture?" Kevin asked. "Your MIT Facebook. When we get back to Boston, you can order up some credit cards to go with it as backup. All perfectly legit." Kevin slid the card into his wallet. As he did so, he noticed that one of the plastic bags full of cash was slipping down his leg. Mickey? He started, but Mickey seemed to understand. "Martinez and Fisher, go with Kevin into the bathroom and split up the stash. It should be enough to cover us tonight. Tomorrow I'll retrieve the rest from the safe deposit boxes." He reached out with both hands, placing one on Kevin's shoulder, the other on Martinez's arm. "Guys, this is going to be a great weekend. Let's have some fun." Something in his tone made Kevin certain that to Mickey Rosa, this wasn't about fun. This was business, pure and simple.